We're back again to who is the creator of the Bitcoin. And back in December, so what, like five and a half months ago, this other person came to the fore, Craig Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And two publications were, you know, claiming that he was the guy. We talked about it a little bit at the time. I didn't give it much time the podcast.
It had broken during the show.
Ah.
Which is why. So you didn't have time to really think about it. And by the time we were back next week, it was like, yeah, that's bogus.
Well, and he like his location was raided.
The day that it was broken, and it was broken in Gizmodo and Wired magazine,
yep.
And it was suspect from the beginning. And that day, he was raided by Australian tax authorities.
Right, right. So, and so we just let it drop. Okay, then suddenly there's this big flurry a couple days ago. And I mean, because Bitcoin is a big thing, it's an opportunity for everyone on the internet to say something about, you know, who is this? Anyway, my tweet from this morning, Craig Wright put up a second tweet this morning.
Well, we should say that this started up again because the BBC and The Economist.
Yes.
BBC said, oh, we found him. This is for sure true. The Economist hedged it a little bit. In both cases, they were partially convinced by the former director of the Bitcoin Foundation, a man I've interviewed on Triangulation, Gavin Andresen, who is a smart and one thinks, one trusts a guy with integrity, and one of the few people who's personally corresponded with Nakamoto. He took over the Bitcoin Foundation when Nakamoto withdrew from the internet in 2011. He said to Andresen, okay, you're in charge. I'll see ya. So if anybody, you'd think Gavin would be the guy to ask. And he met with Wright, flew to meet with Wright to see the proofs, the demonstrations of the proofs, and wrote on his blog, this is it. If I thought before I met with him it would be true, and it is. And, of course, immediately his commit keys were withdrawn from GitHub from the Bitcoin repository because people thought either he was hacked or he's delusional. We still don't know. I don't think Gavin's said anything much since then.
So, okay. So, thank you for the background.
So people know where we stand.
So there was a first post a couple days ago, which – It sort of felt like a shell game. I mean, very much like, you know, like Craig, who is, so this Craig Wright guy who is claiming to be Satoshi. He says in his first post, I really sort of reluctantly have decided that I need to assert proof that I'm Satoshi because I was hoping this would all blow over back in December, and it kind of did, but then again, it kind of didn't. And my friends and family and acquaintances are being harassed, and it's like, okay, you know, either you are or you're not.
And meanwhile, he's benefited significantly from the perception that he is Satoshi,
right? And the problem is that, as we know from our podcast on Bitcoin years ago, that what there is. Ultimately is a private key, and that private key is used to sign things. And we talk about this sort of concept in crypto on the podcast all the time. And that if he purchased, if he spent a Bitcoin that he mined, and what we believe is that he's got a million Bitcoins that are now worth $449.
The real Satoshi does.
Correct. Satoshi. Yeah, right. We believe that the originator of the blockchain we know that there are a million Bitcoins presumably created by and owned by and being held by the real Satoshi. And all that's necessary is that if Satoshi wants to prove his identity, he spend a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Move a Bitcoin from the Satoshi, the known Satoshi blocks.
Yes.
And, but pre-announce it. Say, I, Dr. Craig Watson, am now going to move a coin from the Satoshi block. That would be sufficient, right?
Correct.
Because unless he's stolen
the only
his keys
way to do that is with the private key in the Bitcoin wallet.
Right.
So what this evidence, unquote, that was shown wasn't that. It was some sort of obscure use of scripts and kind of, again, I liken it to a shell game.
It was a magic trick. It was BS.
Yeah, where sort of some things were shown and some hashes were made and, you know, don't look behind the curtain and, oh, look, these hashes are identical. Now, a number of people have torn that apart. Then this morning, Craig posted again. And so I read, as I was preparing for the podcast, this latest blog posting of his that I'm going to share. Because what I tweeted was, I sure hope this clown is not Satoshi. Get a load of this latest spew of nonsense. I'll let people draw their own conclusions. But so he says... The posting was titled "Extraordinary Claims Require Extraordinary Proof," and people have had a lot of fun with that already because it's like, no, just proof,
real proof,
just real, exactly real proof, not extraordinary, just actual. So he says, yesterday, Andreas Antonopoulos posted a fantastic piece on Reddit, and this is Craig speaking in his blog post this morning. Andreas said something critically important, and it bears repeating, quote, I think the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto does not matter. And then Craig continues, he's absolutely right. It doesn't and shouldn't matter to the Bitcoin community. I cannot deny, writes Craig, that my interest in bringing the origins of Bitcoin into the light, is ultimately and undeniably a selfish one. The only person to whom this should matter is me. In the wake of the articles last December, in which I was outed, I still believe that I could remain silent. I still believed that I could retreat into anonymity, sever contact, go quiet, and that the storm would eventually pass and life would return to normal. I was right and wrong. The story did eventually retreat, but not before it turned, and the allegations of fraud and hoax, not to mention personal threats and slurs against me and my family, clung to me. I now know that I can never go back. So I must go through and go forward. Mr. Antonopoulos post also notes that if Satoshi wants to prove identity, quote, they don't need an authority to do so. They can do it in a public, open manner. This, again, writes Craig, is absolutely true, but not necessarily complete. I can prove access to the early keys, and I can and will do so by moving Bitcoin. But this should be a necessary but not sufficient condition for such an extraordinary claim. What? Anyway, and this is why I wanted to speak with Gavin weeks ago. Gavin was in a unique position as we dealt with each other directly while we nurtured Bitcoin to life in 2010. I knew that Gavin would remember the content of those messages and discussions and would recall our arguments and early interactions. I wanted to speak with Gavin first, not to appeal to his authority, but because I wanted him to know I owed him that. It was important to me that we could reestablish our relationship. Simply signing messages or moving Bitcoin would never be enough for Gavin. Okay, I don't know what any of that means. He says, and it should not be enough for anyone else. No, sorry. It's just spend some Bitcoin. Anyway, so he says, he finally says, so over the coming days, I will be posting a series of pieces that will lay the foundations for this extraordinary claim.
This really sounds like a con artist.
Doesn't it?
Stroking Gavin, because Gavin, you know, is the mark. And it just really feels like that kind of
laying
con.
Posting a series of pieces
narcissistic
that lay the foundations for this extraordinary claim, which will include posting independently verifiable documents and evidence.
Now just stop talking and do it, right?
Exactly.
Just do it.
And addressing some of the false allegations that have been leveled and transferring Bitcoin from an early block. Mm-hmm. For some, there is no burden of proof high enough. Swooning. No evidence that cannot be dismissed as fabrication or manipulation. This is the nature of belief, and swimming against this current would be futile. You should be skeptical. You should question. I would. I will present what I believe to be extraordinary proof and ask only that it be independently validated. Ultimately, I can do no more than that. It's like, oh my Lord.
It's BS. Anyway, so it's just blatant BS. It's obvious.
It is. And now you understand why my tweet was, I sure hope this clown is not Satoshi. Get a load of this latest spew of nonsense.
Yeah.
Robert Graham followed up with a very nice cryptographic deconstruction titled How Craig Wright's Deception Worked, where he basically takes apart what was done a few days ago, and no one understood a few days ago why he just didn't do it. And we're still waiting. I mean, we don't know until, you know, we don't know what's going to come next. But he says
I love it that he posts screenshots of the proof.
Yes.
With typos, by the way. the bash commands that he uses wouldn't actually run if you typed them in. So this is very common kind of con artist behavior. And it's sad because I feel that Gavin's been taken in by it. But
well, Craig should just dig a hole and crawl in it and stop doing anything, because
if you wonder what's in it for him, he has left Australia. He's in a flight there because he owes a lot of money to the tax authorities, because what he was doing was using Bitcoin to generate tax refunds and collecting actual cash for Bitcoin transactions. And by the way, if you're Satoshi, you don't really need to do this because you've got $100 million in Bitcoin. So he would do he did the $30 million Bitcoin transaction and ask for a tax refund. The tax refund's in real Australian dollars, so he'd get the check. That's why he was under investigation. They want his money back, so he left the country.
Why he's in London?
Yeah. It's obvious what's going on.
Yeah.
It's sad. And, you know, Gavin Andresen has not published anything since his original confirmation. There's some question in my mind. Maybe he was compromised. Where is he? What is his response? Or maybe he's just embarrassed. Because, you know, if you've been conned, what you want to do is you double down on it.
You want exoneration.
Yeah. You don't want to admit that you were fooled.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
So for our listeners, we still don't know. But, you know, John McAfee's been a little quiet lately, so we have some more entertainment. Wow.